Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. Okay, we're talking with Brad Nellis, the president of Neosa. And tonight, Brad, was your annual Best of Technology, Best of Tech Awards. What year is this for the Best of Tech?
Dan, this is the fourth annual Best of Tech Awards.
Wow, it's amazing. It seems like just yesterday, and sometimes, in some ways it seems like it's going on forever. This is a great event that celebrates the Northeast Ohio's tech community, but there's one aspect of it that's really exciting, I think, and that's the Cool Tech Challenge. What's the Cool Tech Challenge?
Yeah, it is a really fun aspect of it. We started it a few years ago. I think this is the third year we've done it, and the first 2 years was purely a high school website contest. This year we added a college component. Basically, teams of students follow some specs that we give them. They build websites, submit them to us for judging. We post them and host them, and team of judges review them, pick out the winning sites, and we present scholarship money. And in 3 years, we've given out $25,000.
Wow. That's, where were they when we were in school, huh?
I know.
That's something. Now, about how many schools participate or enter?
Yeah, this year we had 9. Last year, 14. The first year, I think we had 6. So it's been quite a different group of schools.
Is it strictly a website thing, or are there other software or app type projects that are recognized?
So far, we've kept it strictly as a website thing for the high schools because we felt in the compressed time frame we give them, which is about 7 or 8 weeks, they could get it done. And then we looked at a Facebook app contest for colleges this year because Facebook is so red hot. We talked about doing an iPhone app or an Android app, but the challenges of getting it approved. And if it's not approved, no judges in the right mind is going to put it on their device.
Right.
So that's what we settled on Facebook for them.
And who are the judges, and what are they looking for?
Yeah, well, the judges are folks from web development companies, tech entrepreneurs in the region, some higher ed professionals, professors, and so forth. And we give them the specs that we provide the kids, and we give them kind of detailed judging guidelines on information architecture, on content, on site, and structure of the site. We don't look at the code, we just look at the finished product and judge it kind of on those guidelines.
All of the entrants were pretty impressive from what I saw, but did anything really jump out for you? I'll
tell you what, I really liked all three of the winners we picked. And we don't pick an ultimate winner.
Right.
We picked 3 winners, and we picked 2 finalists. So 5 kind of teams finishing the money. And all 5 were really good. I was really impressed with the team from Firestone High School because the site they built, it's actually going to be used by Firestone High School as the new high school website.
Jeez.
So that was pretty cool.
That's cool. You know, and you had a packed room here tonight for the Best of Tech Awards, and many of the local companies were recognized. I guess the ultimate goal is to have these kids who are winning this the Cool Tech Challenge now maybe come back from school, maybe come work for these companies or start new ones, right?
Yeah, we love that. You know, in fact, that's what I said to the kids in my closing comment. You know, you're here because we want to get you introduced to these guys and get excited about it. Stay local, get your degree, come back and work for one of these guys.
That's great advice. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm with Brad Nellis here, who just put on a great Best of Tech 2010 for Neosa. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Dan.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.